Okay, this is our last meeting. We'll go ahead and go through the minutes from the previous meeting, and then we'll have a prototype presentation. Then we will do an evaluation, or we'll see what we need to have under the criteria for the evaluation. Then we'll go through the finance and see if we fall within the budget. Then we'll do the evaluation, and then we can finish up after that with any changes that we'll need to make, or hopefully everything will fall right in line. See, minutes from the last meeting, we looked at the trends. We had the fashion trends that people want a fancy looking feel. It was twice as important as anything else. They liked fruit and vegetables and the new styles, and a spongy feel. So we were kind of trying to incorporate those into our prototype. They wanted limited buttons and simplicity. Then we looked at the method for coming up with our own remote, looking at other devices, the iPod. We really liked the look of that. We also had the kids' remote for simple idea, a two-part remote, which was what we were originally looking at. And then there was talk of speech recognition becoming more predominant and easier to use, but I think we still decided not to go with that. Then we looked at the components, the materials for the case, the different energy sources, the different types of chips, and made a decision on what we were going to use to make our remote. And basically what we're making for the prototype. So I'm going to leave it at that and let you guys take over. Prototype, yeah. Do you need a this?
No. Yeah, basically we were not the colour yellow. Working on the principle of a fruit, which was mentioned, it's basically designed around a banana. But it would be held in such a fashion, whereas obviously it wouldn't be that floppy because it's really hard plastic. These would be like the rubber grips. So that's sad. Have held the grip. That might be ergonomic. So. But all the controlling would be done with this scroll wheel, use your imagination a bit. And this here represents the screen.
Very nice. Where
you go through, and just the simplest functions would be almost identical to an iPod,
right.
That one way through channels, that way other way through channels, volume up and down, and then to access the more complicated functions, just sort of press that and go through the menus. It's that simple. That just represents the infrared beam. That's a simple on and off switch. I don't know, we could use the voice. That blue, which should be that blue adapter should be, I suppose. And that's about it. It's as simple as you can make it. Is anything else like?
That's what we said. That's plastic covered with rubber. We might add some more underneath here. Maybe give it form. I mean, it's supposed to hold it like that, but just if you grab it. Exactly. Use both. Might as well.
The actual thing might be smaller.
Think about the buttons.
Yeah.
Put either one on the side there.
Well,
not too at all.
Just the
it's a quick on and off button. That's it's pretty important, so you know, figure it out. That's that. I'd say a bit smaller would probably be nice.
Yeah.
Well done.
in form. So the cost is another thing, I suppose, with the scroll and the LCD.
Well, luckily, we are going to find out. Or, not luckily. Do you have a marketing presentation for us?
Okay. You guys are going to help me do an evaluation of the criteria. First, I'll just discuss some of the criteria that I found just based on the past trend reports that I was looking at earlier. And then we'll do a group evaluation of the prototype. And then we'll calculate the average score to see how we did. So the criteria we're going to be looking at are the complaints that we heard from the users who were interviewed earlier. So we're going to be doing it based on a 7-point scale. And one is going to mean true, that we did actually achieve that. With seven being false, we did not achieve that. Okay. So for the first one, we need to decide, did we solve the problem of the users who complained about an ugly remote?
I think it's definitely different than anything else out there. So if they think that what is out there is ugly, then yes. I would say most definitely. It's bright.
It's bright. It's
but still has your traditional black.
It's curved. It's not no sharp angles to it.
Yep. Not angular.
I'd say when it comes to the ergonomics, the form and stuff, yes, that's definitely more beautiful than your average. However, the color,
I think
we
the
don't
color
have
has been trapped
that.
A little
something that has been dictated pretty much by the company, so
that's true.
To answer that honestly, I would rather say we have not solved the problem completely.
Yeah.
Even more because the color is a big definite. There's nothing you can say about it. I much prefer something like brushed chrome with that form. But
yeah, something more modern to go.
Right.
A modern color to go with the modern form.
But it's different. You don't want your 3 feet huge LCD display in your living room that's hanging from the wall to be controlled with something like that.
Okay, so do you think since this wasn't assigned criteria, do you think maybe we should put it somewhere in the middle then?
Yeah.
Does that sound good?
Yeah.
Yeah.
What do you think? 3, 4?
I'd say 4.
4. Okay.
Very non-committal 4.
Okay. The second one, did we make it simple for new users?
It's very intuitive, I think, yeah.
Yeah. That was the main thing.
One.
Yeah.
Okay. Do the controls now match the operating behavior of the users?
Yeah. We've brought it down to basically 4 controls and the most common. So it's channel and volume. And then the other one is just a massive screen.
Scrolling through and selecting a few.
So
one?
That's
a 1.
Yeah.
I think that's a 1.
Fourth one, how about the problem of a remote being easily lost? The number one.
Something that big and that yellow you just
But if we were to speech recognition that could maybe just use that solely for the binding thing.
So if we incorporate speech recognition into it, then
just to use to find it, it was lost by itself. I don't need to lose something so you're not so easily. And it's not going to fall like a rectangle or slip down around things, that's going to be a difficult shape to. But
well, it's quite bright and
it's playing in the middle again, three or four. So. I mean, you know, losing things is one of those things that people can lose.
Yeah.
In a million ways, you can pick it up and walk away with it and then you lost it. So.
But if we do go with the speech recognition, then it, then our scale goes up quite a bit.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
Probably.
Probably two. If we eliminate the fact that, you know, it's impossible to guarantee that it's not going to be lost, then I'd say two. With speech recognition, which of course may be changed depending on budget.
Yeah. You could add an extra feature, actually, which makes this thing raise hell when you remove it too far from television.
Yeah.
We could add that, but that's nothing we have thought of
which
so far.
Which may be cheaper than speech recognition if it were just a.
Yeah, true. But I mean, just those whistling, clapping, screaming, they're cheap, so I can't do
that. It's based on this anti-theft technology for suitcases and stuff where you have one piece that's attached to your luggage and one piece that starts beeping. That can't cost much.
Yeah.
So that can also easily be integrated because these things are small enough to hide. So you have one piece, you have to glue somewhere behind you, stick it behind you if you really want to be
pray that you don't accidentally lose that piece.
Right. That'd be tough. Well, also your remote would alarm you if somebody stole your chips in television. Ran off with it without taking the beautiful remote control.
Yeah.
So, are we adding one of these two features?
Let's add
say?
One of those features
okay.
And say yes.
Okay.
So we're going to add
two
of one. Or two.
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 Okay. Are we technologically innovative?
I don't get many more.
It's all just
stolen.
It's all just stolen.
Yeah.
But there's not a lot of yellow. There's not a lot of yellow. Of course, I wasn't really forced to take that color.
Two? Three?
I don't know that we are
innovative.
But how many remotes do you see with this?
If we added the screaming factor. We go up. I would say we're probably at four.
Really? Okay. Spongy material.
Yeah, we do have that.
We have some spongy
structures, sort of.
Okay.
It's not a one, though. One would be the whole thing.
Because it's only got
to fold and stuff.
Like these parts of the grips and perhaps the back side, the bottom underneath on the back.
So it's a four at most.
Four at most.
And lastly, did we put the fashion in electronics?
Yes.
Yes. Your fashion has been, is Carmen Miranda? You betcha.
Well, the recent fashion is rather displayed in the LCD and the way you operate it. Form on the cover, but it definitely is.
What we're told, that's why, yeah, definitely.
Alright.
Well,
I'm sure it's not. Okay, we'll say 2.4 too.
Okay?
Impressed, I can't do
that
without
a couple.
And what is the acceptable criteria? Is there like a scale that you have to hit?
Oh no. It just told me to my own criteria and have you guys evaluate it. Basically.
Alright, thank you. You didn't know that you were gonna have a budget. What could you do? So I have here
50%. Are you kidding?
Yeah. We want a 50% profit on this. Oh, you can't really see that very well.
Sounds about things quickly.
12.5 euros is what's supposed to cost us. Okay, so
it's too much.
Well, let's see. The So, at top, I don't know if you guys can read that enough. I can't because I don't have my glasses on. But so, we've got the energy source. There's 4, 5, 6 categories. We have energy source, electronics, case. Then we have case material supplements, interface type, and then button supplements. Okay. So, first of all, energy source, we pick battery. And how many batteries do we think this will probably take? Probably some, either 2 or 4.
Two.
Like it.
4 is going to be too heavy, so that's not our problem. People can change it every month. They will.
Excellent.
Like revolted.
This is consumerism. All right, so. For the electronics, our choices are simple chip-on-print, regular chip-on-print, advanced chip-on-print, sample sensor, sample speaker.
What advanced chip are?
That's the advanced chip-on-print.
Okay. We have one of those. Okay, and then the case is a, probably, that's double curved.
Yes.
Case materials are
plastic.
I guess it's 2, since one for the top, one for the bottom.
Mm.
Is that right, or is it just one?
No, it's just
maybe
one.
It's one because of the.
It's just one. What single mold can do that?
Yeah. I guess it doesn't matter because the price on that one is 0, which
exactly.
Is nice.
Yeah.
Special color.
That's not a special color. It's a specially ugly color.
Interface type. We have push button, scroll wheel interface, integrated scroll wheel push button, and an LCD display.
Yeah.
So we actually have the LCD display.
Mm-hmm.
And then is it the integrated or is it?
Integrated. Yes.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Okay. Button supplement. Special color.
Mm.
Special form, special material.
We could, of course, make the buttons wood. Same mahogany or something.
Really lovely.
Or titanium. It costs us all the same. But we only have one button, so really, we shouldn't be charged. We shouldn't be charged anything for the button supplements.
Yeah, there you go.
We're gonna leave that one blank because we run on that LCD and scroll. So our total is 15.5, which I believe
that's too much.
Is like 3 euros over.
It's hard to believe. So we go for the hand dynamo.
So the only thing better than a banana-shaped remote is one that you shake.
What if you completely took out the one single button we got on and just had a scroll wheel interface and an LCD display? I suppose LCD display is the one that's pushing out for that.
Yeah, because well, because we have to have both, right?
Yeah. I mean, let's face it. It also depends on the software on it.
Yeah,
on television you can have the information that this thing transmits between
display it on the screen.
Mm-hmm.
So yeah, let's take.
Yeah, you could maybe take out the LCDs, but yeah. Even if it comes up on the TV itself.
So we may not need the LCD display.
Not as possible. Though.
Right. We may not need it.
There you go.
Oh, there we go.
There we go.
12.5. Okay. So we just remove our
screen.
Screen here.
Get a bigger dial. Easy to use. Even easy to use, huh?
Yeah. Besides, look at what the LCD does to our bulky remote.
Okay.
Back to the design room, boys.
So we can just take away, I think, a lot of it.
What's the blue?
That was
just
a
terrible.
There you go.
There you go.
Even simpler.
Looks more like a banana.
Yeah.
Those three
balls
are right here.
Okay. So, costs under 12.5 euro. There's no. We redesigned it.
Yep.
Now it's yes. Next slide. Project evaluation. Project process satisfaction with, for example, room for creativity, leadership, teamwork, means, new ideas found. So, I guess that perhaps the project evaluation is just supposed to be completed by me. But I'd like to hear your thoughts. what did you think of our project process?
Great. Yeah, I think we got quite well.
Yep.
Yeah. Yeah.
Teamwork.
Half a block and one remote.
Yeah.
There we go. Right from the start of the day.
Yeah, I
we
think
we knew where we were going straight away.
Yeah, you know, we started off a little weak. Our leadership was quite weak in the beginning. but as the day went along, we had more idea of what we were doing. Room for creativity, there was that. I think we tried a lot of different things, and I think it was interesting, as you guys brought up more information and studies, that we were right on with a lot of those things. You guys worked together well as a team, and the means, which
yeah.
was the whiteboard and the pens.
Super.
I had some problem with the pen, I think.
Mine was
my
PowerPoint.
Well, that's not my fault. It's
no,
not
I know.
The people I worked for, they worked for me, just, you know. Heads are unrolled.
You have a list of employees that you would like fired?
Yes, yes.
Okay. New ideas found? Yes for the remotes, maybe no not for
technology.
Closing, costs are within the budget, project is evaluated. Complete the final questionnaire and meeting summary. That's it. I still have to do my minutes from the last meeting. Actually. So there will probably be another questionnaire coming up. And then we'll have to check with the main boss whether we can. What goes on after that. But that's the end of our meeting.